Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My fault.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Giants won a big one last night, 6-5, and they are essentially tied with the Cardinals for the third wild card. I'll tell you what, Gu, you look at their numbers, they're better than you think.
Oh, the numbers?
The numbers and the numbers.
I bet, because I think the team is better than their record, and they're, what, 6 over .500, but go ahead, lay it on.
Well, I'm just looking at National League run differential, and the three division leaders are the Mets, Cubs, and Dodgers. Okay. And the Cubs are plus 100. The Dodgers are plus 75. And the Mets are plus 72. Those are the three division leaders. Who do you think's got the next best run differential?
The Giants.
That's correct.
Wow.
Plus 41.
And that took a hit, you would think, over, you know, the last couple of weeks, you would think, because they hadn't been mustering up much. But that's not shocking. And I'm going to just keep it real with you, Steiny. You didn't ask. I got this team making the wild card for damn near the third year in a row.
I know.
And it has not happened. But Buster Posey yesterday saying it's go time. And I just find it funny in life. Sometimes things just happen, Steiny, in sequence to where Buster Posey, not under fire at all, but people wondering, okay, what's going to happen? And everybody's talking about Bryce, and I get that. And I hope we see him. He could even be a DH if you're worried about his glove. Neither here nor there. But I'm listening to the GM this morning, Zach, with Spadoni and Lubman. Shasky and Lubman. And I'm just thinking to myself, on the day that you made those transactions and you DFA'd Lamont Wade Jr. and my cousin from Vallejo, Steiny, not my cousin, but I love it, Daniel Johnson comes up, gets two hits, and then also makes a game-saving catch. Your team's down five runs, and that's the game that you break out and end this streak of futility. So hopefully they can bottle that up and start a streak and get hot.
Here is what Guru is referring to. Buster Posey talked to the media yesterday after the Giants made a few moves. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
What do you think that means?
Strap up and let's go. Quit crying in your milk. Not that anybody was doing that or your beer, but the bottom line, Steiny, what if he's talking to himself? And that's why he made the moves he made and, you know, moves around the edges. But again, I just find it like, wow, Daniel Johnson, Dominic Smith, they were in the line. They played. They made contributions. So we're talking about Rodriguez. If I go star power, Steiny, this is Ramos's team. And obviously, he's not the only one out there, but he's young. He meets the criteria, and right now he is our judge or Ohtani. How about that?
So it feels to me like that win yesterday has given you hope again.
Well, I never gave up hope. I was just like, at some point it's got to stop, and it did yesterday. And hopefully they can ride that into, you know, something here starting the day with the Padres leaving town.
Well, you talked about igniting the clubhouse and whether or not these moves sent a signal to the players. Posey was asked about that, and this is exactly what you were getting into. So let's hear what Buster had to say.
As much as anything, it's you're trying to ignite something. I think that was another one. I mean, cost too. They're not easy decisions, but we're just trying to provide a little bit more offense and have some versatility, whether it's more bats when these players are starting or coming off the bench, that just gives us a little bit more offensive upside right now.
All right, so that's Buster Posey from yesterday, and Johnson with a great catch in right field, two hits, and they broke out of it. And yeah. Now they got to go finish up that series against the Padres. And, I mean, I just – talk. We need more than a game.
Oh, no.
No,
it's not anything. Like, that's the beauty of baseball. I hope you're not – like.
I just don't think
I'm excited that I thought the game was over. And I don't think I'm by myself. Lord knows, 1-0, you're like, the way that they've been hitting, you're like, oh, man, 5-0? And that's what I got to give Melvin and everybody on that Giant team credit. Jelly, not making it worse, keeping them right there at 5. And then you start seeing things happen. I'm like, man, are they really going to pull this off? And that's why I hope I'm not coming to you, Stani, print the World Series tickets. I wouldn't do that if they lost 9 in a row or won 9 in a row. The bottom line is I got to feel like you hope. If there's ever a springboard early in a season of 162 games to kind of change the direction, this is one. How about this? They broke out last night, wouldn't you say? For one night.
They scored 6 runs.
Neil Diamond. For one night, I think.
I don't know if they broke out. They scored 6 runs last night.
And well, they broke out last night to win that game. What it means moving forward is what I get it.
Well, that's like the only... I don't know. So I'm listening to Alex Pavlovich yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. And, like, this is – I think he's great,
yeah,
Pavlovich.
I call him Pavs.
He did something that
– Oh.
I when I first heard it, I always make a note of these things. I just do. It's when people look too far ahead. And then
– That's why you hate me.
One of the reasons. I don't hate you.
You radio hate me at times.
No, I don't. Alex Pavlovich was talking about Kyle Harrison and the fact that Verlander's obviously going to miss some starts. And Pavlovich was saying that, you know,
he's too old.
Verlander's scheduled to miss 2 starts. And as Pavlovich said, that means he'll miss at least 4 starts. And he said, you know, Kyle Harrison is going to probably gobble up some of those starts. And he said, I'll tell you what, you know, he pitches well in these next 3 or 4. Yeah, he might not leave the rotation. And the first game he pitches, he struggles.
Right.
Kyle Harrison struggles. Yeah. And I don't want to drop dime on this guy, but you know how I know he struggled? Evan came in and said, he stinks. Now, he was using it in Steinmetz's voice, but.
I had him as their next Randy Johnson. I missed it, but go ahead. Coming out, Steiny. I would, you know, come on now.
Why not?
Like, I'll never forget the night I called Chasky. Chasky gave me the real his skinny on him, and I go, oh boy, I might have put too much on it.
Just watch someone pitch before you call them something. That's not for you.
Right,
that's for Steiny too.
But I get it. But Evan, when you hear of these mythical figures before you actually. Like Zion. He ended up being that, though. When I saw him on Facebook, like, who's this fat dude?
Well, we saw just Zion in college. He was one of the best players in the country.
Oh, I get it. Slow down. All right.
Right, but you'll never slow down.
No, I think I'm doing it every day.
Well, you're actually not.
The knee's giving me a blast. I'm slowing down.
I am. I'm with Evan on that, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time somebody mentioned this guy's name and said, oh boy,
oh,
we got action.
I'm trying to think.
Luciano.
See, and that's it.
Oh, Luciano is going to be the cornerstone of the. Like, shut up! Yeah,
Matos too, Steiny.
Let him. Can we let him play 2 months?
But that's the fun too of sports, Steiny. Nobody's doing it from a malicious standpoint.
Yes, you are.
It's a compliment.
Yes, you are. When you compare, when you've never seen Kyle Harrison, and you say, Steiny, I think he's going to be Randy Johnson.
Well, no, I had
then
saw,
he, you're yeah. setting. Then yeah. this guy is going to end up stinking.
Yeah. Well, why what about Luciano and Matos?
Say, hey, maybe he could be Don Gullett.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he could be poor man's Robbie Ray.
Did we do that with Brock Purdy? Or is Brock just Brock because of where he started from? Well, Mr. Irrelevant.
I don't know. Is Brock Purdy right now, if you make a list of the greatest quarterbacks in San Francisco history, is Purdy above Jeff Garcia?
Well, he's ahead of Jeff. When Jeff's one of the best.
Okay, but if you had to make the list right now,
well, so Jeff Montana, never took his team to a Super Bowl.
It's Montana Young or this. Young Montana.
Okay.
Then what?
It's
then
Montana
who?
Young.
Well, then, to you, not to me.
And then Cap.
That's fine.
Cap? No, I'm having fun. But I mean,
could be.
Cap
went
took
to, Super
to a Super Bowl, no doubt. I don't know. I think that's unfair to Jeff, Steiny Garcia, but he never took his team to a Super Bowl. But he mastered, I believe, that position with what he had.
So what's your answer?
I got to go Brock. Do you have a problem with that?
I would take Garcia just because. I would take Garcia only on longevity. If Purdy is the 49ers starting quarterback for the next 3 years and they make the playoffs twice, yeah, Purdy's going to be.
But let's say we're on Mars. We got the same football team. And you got a quarterback on their best day, Garcia or Purdy.
I think that's a.
I'm being real. I think that's a
great.
Garcia.
I think that's a great.
I think
question.
He's more talented at the court. That's just me. Is there shade in that?
You hope not, don't you?
No.
Well, because oh my God, if there'd be shade in that, I think it's close.
Yeah. We'll ask Gibbs and Willard when they come in. Or it's unfair to Jeff because you said longevity. Obviously, that's going. But Jeff wins that.
Well, I'm also going with Garcia and Philly and obviously in San Francisco.
Tampa Bay.
I forgot about Tampa Bay, but you're right. That's a good.
I like that. Oh, what you got?
Oh, this is a great one. 415. But Goo,
yeah.
Jeff Garcia never lost the Super Bowl.
Come on, guys. Well,
so you can't hold it against him.
It's nuanced.
That's a great one from the 415.
Hey, you guys, lay off.
I think that Evan, are you old enough to remember Jerry
he knows
Garcia?
Everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff Garcia.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I remember when he came on this station.
We were in the New York Times, man. Another highlight, like it said, Daryl the Guru Johnson and Steinmetz.
Yeah, well, it should have just said Steiny because Goo got one question. And
now I'm mad. Never seen you go Westbrook and change. So the boss must have gotten your ear and
he did.
I was like, I'm about to talk. Hey, so then there was another one.
Yeah,
you did like three, and then I was the star of the interview because I got him pissed off, but. There are some days I get mad at you when I think of what you did that day.
Well, that day was about journalism.
That was premeditated.
It was. You guys just didn't know it. The boss and I had talked about it, and we said, look.
I don't know. You suggested it to the boss.
I said
the
to
boss would
the boss
never
and
do
I,
me like that.
The boss
please.
And I agreed that we were going to. Who did they do that to? Who did they freeze out in the All-Star game in the NBA that 1 year?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. He said we got a Michael Jordan guru for the first 5 minutes.
Dude,
because these are serious questions that need to be asked in a professional way. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Question about the game yesterday real quick.
Okay.
When Duvall did not come out for the ninth and we found out he wasn't available, were you thinking like, damn, Melvin, give him a chance to rectify what he did the night before or didn't do?
No.
He got Walker up out of there quick. I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, he did. Like, here's the way I look at last night's win. It was clear that something more was going on than just a regular game, because first of all, Ramos acknowledged that it was a big game and they were all feeling some kind of way. And obviously his reaction when he doubled in the tying run at second base, he was really wound up. He cited the crowd, and I was watching the game, and Kruk and Kipe were talking about how they thought that it was the loudest game at the stadium all year. Evan, you were there, right? Would you agree with that? Was it live?
Yeah, the Ramos double was the loudest I've heard that place this entire season.
Yeah, that's when you tweeted. Yeah, you tweeted that, I believe.
Yeah, it exploded. It was like a playoff game.
Wow. Yeah, that's exactly what Kruk and Kipe said. So
they're on fire.
Whether the team, you know, finally scoring runs livened up the crowd, or whether the crowd being
live, they were tight too.
They were into the game. So, all right. So the way I look at it is that game to me, you know, they played with urgency. There's no doubt about it, right? Okay. Now, is there carryover? I know this is going to sound stupid, but there's only carryover if there's carryover.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing about baseball, Stani, is every damn day. So let's say they lose today.
Right.
But they win the next seven.
Sure.
So then you're going to be like, hey, they've won eight or nine since the
you're
day.
You're doing what Pavlovich did.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're talking about winning 8 of 9.
Oh, no.
Nah, I'm just saying.
The silence.
Yeah, sure, that could happen.
What it is this is funny. We're doing a show, you and I, but the average fan's not. But in their mind, they're keeping tracks, Donnie. There's a natural record of, they've won 5 of 6 since that day of.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, this will get them hot. But I'm being honest, move or no move, I honestly believe we're going to see Eldridge. And we got to play. The GM joined Shasky and Grandy this morning, Stani, and they were asking him, and they asked him. And he kind of, you know, gave the political answer, but I'm thinking to myself, we're going to see that young man at some point, and hopefully before September.
Yeah, all right, I'll play some of that. Zach Manasian, the general manager.
How do you say it, Manasian?
Manasian.
Oh, Manasian, yeah. Okay.
Now, I don't know this, but
Manasian.
My experience in life is that most people, like our boss, for example, his last name is Nahagian.
Yeah.
It ends I-A-N.
And I get mad at him because he lets people call him, like me, Nahagian.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm simply talking about the last three letters, I-A-N. Frequently, that means you may be of Armenian descent.
Gotcha. Which our boss is.
Correct. And I'm assuming maybe the same for Zach Manassian.
His godfather was the famous Tommy. That was a great interview. Tommy, we should have played it. Tommy Lasorda. You familiar with Tommy?
Yes, but he
is the greatest. I wonder if he would play in today's baseball or, you know, Bobby Knight getting in the guy's face. I don't care how much money you make.
All right, this is Zach Manassian on this is all about Eldridge and where he's at. Let's start by talking about him at the DH, playing DH, because maybe his fielding's not there is one of the things we're hearing.
I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things. I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But you know, part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, it's just the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there, and then we keep going. But certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now. And look, I think he's 20. He's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve. And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
All right. So that's on Zach Manassian talking about Bryce Eldridge and the possibility that he could be DH for this team at some point this season. Right now they have him at first base. It's the first time he's really played first base. Like I said, I was listening to Pavlovich yesterday, and he said the way the organization describes him as a first baseman is he's a work in progress.
Right. And the beautiful thing about it, Stoney, because when you talk about him, you talk about his big stick and that power, and Shasky turning me on again to the videos of him hitting bombs at A-ball. It's like, good Lord. And now all of a sudden he's in AAA. But this from the 650, and I think this is wrong, but I get it. Giants need to hype Ramos more. More like they try to do Jung-Hoo Lee. Ramos is a star. And last year he was an all-star, and I like Jung-Hoo Lee, Stoney. But the bottom line is, could you imagine just moving down the road, just what I do, those are two fixtures of the next iteration of this team. And if Eldridge can come and is good as advertised, I mean, man. Ramos made the all-star team, Stoney. We've seen many of guys make it in the first half, fall off career-wise. But this is your dude, and he looks like, you know, he has some action this year. We'll see.
I don't like the idea that anybody in an organization needs to hype up a player. I mean, the player's got to be the player, and the player's got to create the hype. It's like my dad used to say when I was a kid, Goo, I would always want a pair of, like, Puma suedes.
You ever Dude, I had them with the fat red laces. Yeah, you didn't ask. I used
my
to
dad never allowed me to get those.
I need to know why.
Because he said, the player makes the sneaker. The sneaker doesn't make the player.
So what did you run with?
Converse All-Stars.
Hey, we're no torn Achilles in. Yeah.
Well, there were, but they just took 6 years to rehab from. This is more
just a pig in heaven.
This is more Zach Manassian on thinking about when to bring him up.
You always want to stay open-minded, and it's not just with Bryce. It's really with all of these players and really trying to get their strengths. I think there's probably as much development at the major league level now as we've seen in the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years as players get pushed through the system quicker and quicker. So I would say there's always a chance, whether that's Bryce, whether it's another player, you try to protect them maybe by trying to cover up their deficiencies, you know, in other ways. I was fortunate. I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers at a time when they were rebuilding, and we had Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder, who were considered defensive liabilities playing first base and second base, and we were starting to become a competitive team, and that was the question with those two, and, you know, do we try to protect them with defensive changes late in the game? In that situation, we didn't, but those are certainly things that you can consider with really any young player that comes up as a way to protect them but still allow them to grow and hopefully help you win games at the major league level, because like Buster said, that's what we're here to do. That's what it's about.
Zach Manassian talking about Bryce Eldridge now playing at AAA for the Giants. You see the the paradox with Eldridge, don't you?
Give it to me.
Or the catch 22, if you will.
I like that.
It feels like the better the Giants play, the less likely he is.
All right, no doubt.
To come up.
I got you.
To the big club. Oh, look at this.
And I feel if I
just
know
got a text.
Ritter.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
And this is even more indicting.
Right. Our double.
Oh my gosh. We may have to go back into this. All right. So I texted Raymond Ritter and said, you guys played 10 playoff games in 19 days in the postseason, by my count. Did you have any stretch during the regular season of that many games in that period of time?
I love it.
You know what his answer was?
Give it to
us. This is unbelievable. Yes. We played 10 games in 17 days to end the regular season.
So I know how you're looking.
Wow.
So you're saying that was two playoffs they played.
Holy.
Well, Dre told us that.
Well, I didn't realize
neither
it was
did I.
That
Damn.
Significant.
Wow.
And I don't like when you hear that stat, Evan, what do you think anything different?
Well, I want to know why they were so bad earlier in the year when they had all that rest.
Because they didn't have Butler. No, but I
know what you, and I
think
love
about
it.
That.
No, I do, but Stanley,
no, you don't.
I want to
you
wrestle
say
you.
You say think about it, but you don't.
Are the streets really tougher than they were back in the day? Like,
well,
what's your, you think they are? My point is they're not going to change it because guy in San Francisco on 10-2 is coming in saying, like, nothing's been affected or impacted to the degree that the champion that's hoisting up the O'Brien trophy is getting over because guys are getting hurt.
No, but the product
injuries
could
happen
be better.
All the time.
Yeah, but they happen way more in the postseason.
Well, the product
and
could be
lot.
Better if we went away from everybody shooting threes like they think they got Stephen Clay. There's a litany of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at you for that. But tonight is the game one.
Right.
I believe the two best teams are playing. I believe Indiana could have beat Boston. That's why it's not a stretch. I get you if you would, okay, I'm being real.
They might be the best team playing now. They're not the best team over the course of the season.
The way Porzingis, if he would have still had this illness, Indiana could have got with Boston easy.
Well, yeah, because Boston would have been without Tatum and Porzingis.
Well,
no.
Well, what about Tatum, though?
No.
I'm looking at his games, and he played 9 over the last month because he didn't dress for 3 of them and sat due to an illness for the other.
Mm.
And he still tore his Achilles.
Yeah, no,
that's why.
There's no hard, fast rule that's going to solve the issue. I mean, we can talk about it more on the other side or we get the hell off it. I don't know.
We got to hurry up because they're getting ready to, they got a game today. So we can get one more, squeeze it in if you want.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.